Actually, I lived in South Sudan like in 2018 to 19. Then I went to Sudan. Then from there, then even like I shifted to Sudan. From Sudan, then actually like I went to the Republic of Chad. Then from there, actually I shifted to Libya. Then from Libya, actually like this is the hardest journey ever I've been through. It's been a lot. It's been a hardship to me. Then from there, actually like it took me even one year to struggle, 1 year and 5 months just in Libya. Then from there, actually like I crossed the sea to the Italy. Then from there, like, I mean, like, I received it, but it's been hardest to me ever in my lifetime. Yeah.
Were you the only South Sudanese that crossed from Chad?
No. Now, actually, like, we're a lot of people, you know, like, a lot of South Sudanese people in number.
Mm.
But during my ways, then to cross the sea, actually, like, we're 6 South Sudanese, you know, but with African people. But mainly we are South Sudan, like we are 6 people of the number, but we have a lot of African countries who are together crossing the sea together with us.
So how long was the journey through the Mediterranean Sea?
Yeah, actually like during our journey to the sea, actually like it took me 4 days, but it is a risky and a sacrifice journey ever. Because the day we started the journey like in the night time, then from there like I do remember from, because I started the night around 9, then from there, at that time, like, it is just, let me say, 4 days, because it took 4 days. Then also, like, we're supposed to reach earlier, but it had a lot of waves, you know, through the sea, because sometimes the waves is too light. Even the boat we use, actually, it's not a good boat, but we use only balloon boats, the one they just pump the pressure on it, and because, like, it took a lot of risk ever, but we just survived in our way. And also, like, we lost a lot of friends of mine, also, too. One of my comrades from Sudan and one from Nigeria, also, like, also we lost them, you know, but we just survived narrowly because it took 4 days for us.
What advice would you give to South Sudanese that want to go through the desperate route or the desperate journey?
Okay, yeah, actually, my advice to my fellow South Sudanese, like, I could not encourage them to use that road ever, you know, because the road, actually, like, it's not safe. At least if someone is willing to go to abroad, you could use another way. It's not that road of Libya, because me, actually, I witnessed a lot of circumstances during the ways. It's been a lot of things, like, happening. Even high school, like, I just survived narrowly. Then I lost a lot of my friends, like, outside the Libya and also, like, in the sea. That's why, like, I used to encourage them not to use that route ever. At least if someone is, like, having a hope or, like, having an option to come to this side, at least you could use a safety way, because there were a lot of possibility ways for someone to use, you know, not in that route. You could use other ways. If someone wanted to find more, you could even like to ask more from other people, not in that route, because that route, when they catch you, is a problem. There were like the trace ways, then like when they got you, like when you've been pulled into the Libyan rovers, actually, like it's very hard sometimes to escape, you know. They're supposed to tell you, like, you're supposed to call your family to send you money, and from there, like, maybe they're going to release you. When the family failed to do so, then there's a hard ever. Sometimes he can kind of even, like, maybe to do some bad thing for you.
Okay. And yes, go ahead.
All right. Then also this, like, the language also, like, is a problem. When you don't know Arabic, it's a kind of hard ever sometimes, you know. At least if you have a little Arabic also, like, you communicate with them. But when you don't have any language like that, Arabic also is very hard. Even, you know, like, this discrimination of the religion sometimes, you know, it's very hard, because when you're not in that part of their religion, sometimes it's not easy, you know. It's not easy when they realize that this guy is from this religion, which is the Christianity. It's very hard sometimes. These are the challenges we face through when we live. I used to advise my South Sudanese people not to use that route ever. And also, like, when someone wanted to go somewhere, at least you could use another option. It's like a sacrifice, you know, because the route we went through, it is like a sacrifice, to sacrifice yourself.
And what made you use that route in the first place? You did not know that it's a bit dangerous?
Actually, the reason why I used the route, because I actually, like, I don't have another option, you know, because life always, when you feel like, I'm always, like, I believe, you know, always everything, yes, I put it to God. Then I was like, okay, now let me just sacrifice myself.
Mm.
I used to hide it a lot. Like, it has a lot of problems in that route, but me, I decided, I was like, okay, now let me just go through, because I had a lot of information about that route. I have a lot of my friends also, they will advise me, no, please don't you ever use that route because it is very bad. But me, I decided, okay, why not me? At least I could use the route also too. But I witnessed for myself. Even I fall through a lot of things, but I know everything just God, you know, God always has hope, you know. And then even like I just came up with this name the time when I survived. Then I came up with this name Shagranko. Even my family even doesn't know this name also too, because it meant a lot to me. My name actually exactly I'm called at Cos, or you call me Santino, that Cos. My real name given to me by my family members, from my dad and mom at home. But then reaching when I survived from Libya, then I just came up with this name, Shagranko. Shagranko also like, it has a lot of meaning to me, but I believe, and then also like, I'll just continue with that name because it is the name of my survival during the sea.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
All right.